A new exhibition at Bowes Museum in Teesdale in the north of England celebrates the long, checkered, striped and herringboned history of Henry Poole and Company, the tailoring firm which established the tradition at Savile Row and today is proving an irresistible pun magnet. The company was founded in 1806 and has been dressing kings, emperors and oligarchs to the left and right ever since. What I tell you. Befriending the young Prince of Wales in the 1860s, Henry Poole cannily spotted a trendsetter with a stout retinue of friends and cousins, many of whom were soon queuing to be cut from the same cloth. This must stop. Culture Files' Regan Hutchins met curator of fashions and textiles at Bowes Museum, Joanna Hashigan, to marvel at the size of Napoleon III's boots, gaze at a garter gown, and hear how the tuxedo got its name.
We've just spent, I think, probably the last 7 minutes opening the most enormous package.
This is one of the many ledgers that Henry Poole have kept over the years. This one is dated 1861 to 62 on its spine, and it's letter Q.
So on page 997 and 998, we've got His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, in the most beautiful handwriting.
Well, it's wonderful, isn't it? A copper plate handwriting. I mean, there's here we are, a pair of grey check Angola trousers, so that's the type of wool there. These are all the entries of what he's been buying or having made. In 1862, February the 3rd, we've got new silk linings, a smoker's, all sorts of weird and wonderful things. A smoker's knife engraved. I mean, it takes ages to understand what it all means. Now, here we have, here's a single Melton peacoat lined silk. There, here's a pair of knickerbockers. And also, looking after his clothes, you see, enlarging and pressing lounging coat.
Oh dear, even in 1861 they had to let things out a little bit.
Too many good dinners. This is a temporary exhibition on Henry Poole and Company, who were the first Savile Row tailors. They actually began the famous, as we know now, the street. So they have an amazing history. They started in 1806, and they have really kept up with their archive. And so it's a real pleasure to have curated an exhibition because it's a fascinating history.
Would textiles have a big place here at Bowes?
Yes, indeed, because John and Josephine Bowes, who were the founders of this museum, did actually collect textiles in the 19th century, and it wasn't fashionable at that point, but they were also collecting for their own houses. So we have Second Empire, French Second Empire, but we're also collecting historic textiles for this museum.
Joanna, you've brought me into the glass cube where everybody is looking in jealously as I stand right in front of these garter robes. For a start, I had no idea they were blue. I thought they were black.
No, but it's a wonderful dark blue, isn't it? And it's actually known, the tailors actually refer to it as garter blue. And it's pure silk velvet, very, very difficult to source nowadays. This is 1909, and the quality is absolutely superb.
I don't suppose you'd let me rub it.
No. No touching, please. Their first warrant holder was actually Emperor Napoleon III of France. So here I had to use this opportunity to put a pair of boots on display that were worn by Napoleon III. They have his name inside. I mean, they were postillion boots for riding only. I don't think you'd be able to walk in them. They're very, very stiff and very high with these deep cuffs at the top.
They're so wide. They're like buckets.
They are like buckets. And inside there are actually horsehair cushions, little horsehair cushions that fit in to sort of stop, you know, to make it more comfortable. Just if we turn 45 degrees, you can actually see his wife's boots. And the contrast is just wonderful because you've got these really wonderful, almost fashionable today, little velvet boots, which are probably up mid-calf, and they're lined in fur with black ribbon fastenings all the way up them. Being worn, there's a bit of wear on the toes, so they obviously did keep her warm in the winter, but the size of them compared to her husband's boots is just phenomenal. Henry Poole say that they were the first to introduce what is now known as the tuxedo or the dinner jacket. And it really stems from the smoking jacket, usually velvet, usually with these satin lapels. And the story goes that the Prince of Wales wore this short blue evening coat at Sandringham for informal dinner. Now, normally he would be expected to wear tails for dinner in a royal household, but at Sandringham he could be slightly more informal. And so they have this entry in their ledger that he ordered a jacket with matching trousers.
I wonder what his mother thought of that.
Probably didn't know. So what happened next was that an American, James Brown Potter, was going to dine with him, with the Prince of Wales, so went to Henry Poole for advice. And they said, yes, you can wear this informal style of jacket. And so they presumably kitted him out. So he went back to New York, and he was a member of the Tuxedo Club and introduced this new style, and that's where the name tuxedo comes from.
And that exhibition, Henry Poole and Company, founder of Savile Row, will run at Bowes Museum until May, and the bowesmuseum.org.uk will guide you there. Otherwise, henrypoole.com for all your bespoke gentleman's requisites.